That's what Campbell's soups are. Mm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharbot. Say, maybe you haven't tried Campbell's beef noodle soup, but you surely ought to right away. Soon as you get a whiff of it, you'll know there's good eating ahead. But dip in your spoon and get the full-flavored beef taste of the hearty broth. Mmm, good. Homey egg noodles, too, steeped in the taste of beef, and lots of generous-sized pieces of beef. Yes, ma'am, here's one of Campbell's newer soups that you sure don't want to miss. In fact, once the family taste it, they'll be asking you to have Campbell's beef noodle soup often. So let them have it soon, won't you? Time now to look in at 22 North Hollywood Lane and see what's happening to Jack Carson.
When was it that my studio called, Treacher?
About half an hour ago, sir. They said that due to the fact that they're behind on their shooting schedule, you'll have to work on Thanksgiving Day.
Work?
Yes, sir.
Sure, I hate to work on a holiday, but... Well, maybe they know what's best.
Oh, Uncle Jack, what do you let them push you around like that for? Are you afraid you might lose your job?
Well, no, but...
You're a big important star out there. You ought to threaten to quit.
Quit?
Sure. If you're not there, who's going to be their romantic lead?
Well, yeah, that's right.
And who's going to play those big dramatic parts?
Yeah, that's right.
And who's going to Simonize Mr. Warner's car?
That was only the first year of my contract. I could call them up and tell them I didn't feel well, but they'd never believe that. I'm such a perfect specimen of manhood. I guess I'd better show up there tomorrow.
Well, gee, Uncle Jack, if you're not here, it won't even seem like Thanksgiving.
I think I have a good suggestion, sir. What's wrong with having our Thanksgiving dinner today?
Say, that is a swell idea, Treacher. We can be thankful today as well as tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we have turkey and everything the same as usual.
Oh, sure, sure. Treacher, will you need anything from the store?
No, sir, I have most everything. I stocked up in anticipation of the holiday. However, we will need a bird.
Oh, of course, naturally, yes. Come on, Tugwell, we'll go down to the butcher shop and see about getting a turkey.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, let's go out the back way, huh? I want to see how Dennis, my rooster, is getting along.
Yeah, he sure likes that coop you built for him.
Yeah, there he is over there eating some corn. Here, Dennis. Ah, he certainly knows his name. I'm glad I thought of calling him Dennis after my friend Dennis Morgan. Look how he struts when he hears his name. This is the smartest rooster I ever saw. He walks like Dennis Morgan, and he acts like Dennis Morgan. I wonder if I could teach him to sing like Dennis Morgan.
Well, from the squawks I've heard out of that rooster, it'd be easier to teach him to sing like you.
Very funny, Tugwell. Come here, Dennis. Now, stop eating that corn. I want to show Tugwell how bright you are. Now, listen. One alone. Listen, Dennis, listen. One alone. Did you hear that, Tugwell?
Gee, he did it.
Sure, I'll try some more. This would be... A magic world to me if you were more. If you were more.
Eat some corn, Uncle Jack.
Well, anyway, he's a very intelligent bird. We must remember to buy him some chicken feed while we're shopping.
Uncle Jack, we're not going in this butcher shop, are we? We were in here 2 weeks ago, and the prices were sky high.
Yes, yes, I know, but I thought they might have some Thanksgiving specials. Let's go in.
Well, gee, this doesn't even look like a butcher shop. Look how high class everything is.
Yeah. It's the first time I ever saw a chopping block trimmed in mink. Here comes the same salesman we had before.
How do you do? My name is Finley. Oh, hello there. I remember you.
Yes, I was just doing a little Thanksgiving shopping.
Fine. Now, if you'll just be seated, I...
Hey, look what's stopping out in front. An armored car.
Oh, yes, pardon me. This is an important occasion.
Gee, and they got two guards with machine guns.
Yeah, and they're throwing a red carpet across the sidewalk.
And look, here come two guys in gold braid with trumpets.
Please, gentlemen, stand at attention and remove your hats.
What was that all about?
That was Swift and Company delivering a half pound of weenies.
I see.
Now, if you gentlemen will be seated on this love seat with the zebra stripes, I'll show you our merchandise.
Well, what I had in mind...
I can see that you'd only be interested in the better things, and I have something I'm sure you'd love. Here, 12 pieces of Canadian bacon arranged in an exquisite necklace design. And in the front are 2 pieces of liverwurst entwined in a lover's knot. Aren't they just gorgeous?
Yes, yes, they are, especially on that chinchilla platter.
But I can see that you're still not pleased.
Well, no. By the way, Mr. Finley, what is it that you have displayed over there with the spotlight shining on it?
Oh, you mean in the platinum showcase?
Yes.
Of course, you've heard of the Hope Diamond?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, that is the famous Moskowitz salami. It was smuggled out of Russia. And if they knew we had it, would Molotov be sore at Burns?
Well, Mr. Finley, we wanted something for Thanksgiving.
Of course. How about that little roast pig over there with the apple in its mouth?
Oh, yes, yes, that roast pig with the apple. How much is that?
$47. Yes.
$47?
Yes, of course, the pig is extra.
Look... I know I'm a fool for asking this, but how much would it cost for a turkey?
Well, how much were you thinking of spending?
$2.50.
$2.50?
Yes, yes. What can I get for that?
Do you see that little giblet lying there on the counter?
Yes.
Well, as you walk by, we'll let you feel it.
Come on, Mr. Finley. Come on, Tugwell.
Yeah, this place is too rich for our blood.
And that's just the way it was at every market I went to, Treacher. Turkeys are just too expensive.
Well, we must have some sort of a fowl, sir. It won't be Thanksgiving without one.
Well, we could have a substitute, like we did that year when things were tough. Remember those things I fixed up? They looked exactly like turkey legs.
Yes, but they didn't taste like turkey legs. After all, sir, enchiladas with feathers on them.
When you close your eyes, you could hardly tell the difference.
Mr. Carson... I have the cranberry sauce and dressing all fixed. We've just got to have a bird to roast. A nice, fat one. Mr. Carson...
Preacher, the answer is no. I'm saving Dennis for my poultry business. Besides, I just happen to think Miss Ryan down at the bookstore has a friend who raises chickens. You know, the one we bought Dennis from, that Mrs. Jenkins? I've lost her address, but I'll go down there pretty soon. I'm sure that Miss Ryan can tell me exactly... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Treacher. Hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello, little one.
How are you, Norma Jean?
Fine. Gee, whatever that is you're cooking sure smells good.
Yeah, that's dressing. You see, we're having our Thanksgiving dinner one day early. Would you like to come over and eat with us?
Are you going to do the cooking?
Well, some of it, yes. We'll have roast turkey with all the fixings, and that's one dish that I'm expert on.
Well, I wouldn't say you were such an expert, sir, from the way you did it last year. It took you 3 hours to put the stuffing in the turkey.
Well, that wasn't my fault. The turkey had a very small throat. Besides, every time I got a spoonful ready, she backed away from me.
I told you that wasn't the correct way to do it,
Treacher, sir. Treacher, please. Where I come from, we know all there is to know about cooking.
That reminds me, Mr. Carson. Last week you were telling me the story of the first Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, that's right. I was, wasn't I?
Well, according to my history book, what you told me about the Pilgrims is wrong.
Well, I told you they landed on Plymouth Rock.
But Plymouth Rock is in Massachusetts, not Milwaukee.
Are you sure it's in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Well, since the Republicans got in, they probably moved it.
And my teacher said you must have made up that story you told me about Pocahontas.
Well, I'll explain that to you some other time, honey. Friday.
What did he tell you about Pocahontas?
Well...
Mr. Carson said that Pocahontas had a date with Miles Standish every night.
Yes, that's right.
She used to paddle her canoe up the Milwaukee River and meet him in back of his brewery.
Miles Standish had a brewery?
That's what the history books don't tell you. His full name was Miles Standish Schlitz.
Oh, I'll tell my teacher about that. I'll bet she doesn't know it.
I'll bet she doesn't either.
All right, honey, try to come over tonight if you can, huh?
Oh, I'll be here. Goodbye.
Treacher, you keep right on preparing the dinner. I'm sure Miss Ryan's friend can spare a bird for us. I'm going down to see her right now.
Very well, sir. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. Boy, I'm glad I'm living. Oh, thanks. Oh, hello, Del. What are you doing over this way?
Hi, Jack. I was just looking over your fence and admiring that rooster of yours. Are you fattening him up for Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. No, not that rooster, Del, but we are going to have chicken. I was just going down to Miss Ryan's to see about it.
Well, Jack, I'm walking that way. I'll walk along with you.
Good.
Say, you know, Jack, it ought to be a great Thanksgiving this year. People have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, they certainly have, Del.
Just think, back in the old days, if the pilgrims wanted a turkey, they had to go out and shoot it with a bow and arrow. But nowadays, there's plenty of meat.
Yeah, all you have to do is shoot the butcher with a bow and arrow. By the way, Del, what are you having for dinner on Thanksgiving?
Oh, the usual thing, turkey and stuff like that.
Yes, I know, but what are you starting the meal with?
Oh, just a word of thanks.
I know this can't last. What I mean is, what's the very first thing you'll have with a meal? You know, it starts with C.
Oh, sure. Celery.
Yeah. Del, I think you'd better say something about you-know-what, or we'll both have our Thanksgiving dinner you-know-where.
Why, Jack, what are you trying to say anyway?
Del, when I said, how are you going to start your meal, I thought you would say, with Campbell's beef noodle soup.
Well, naturally, we're going to start off with Campbell's beef noodle, but there's no reason to mention it.
There isn't?
No. Everybody knows that Campbell's beef noodle soup is an unbeatable invitation to any meal.
Oh, pardon me, all the pieces.
You know, I don't understand you, Jack. You think that all I ever talked about was soup.
Well, isn't it?
Well, no. There are lots of things in the world besides Campbell's soup.
Tell what you said!
Well, for example, this is a beautiful afternoon. Well, just look up there at those beautiful clouds in the sky. What a pretty formation.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they're delicious. They look almost good enough to eat.
Here it comes.
Yep, they sure are beautiful clouds.
Heat. Huh? Oh, Del, forgive me. I misjudged you. I thought you were going to say that so many clouds reminded you of the many generous-sized pieces of good lean beef that Campbell's use in their beef noodle soup.
You did?
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Well, even though Campbell's do put lots of tender pieces of beef in their noodle soup, the clouds wouldn't remind me of that.
They wouldn't?
No. But with the sun shining on them, those clouds do remind me of the golden egg noodles.
It's no use. You can't win.
Yes, Campbell's beef noodle soup is thick with homey egg noodles. And wait till you get a whiff of that good beef aroma. You'll say, good, and you'll come back for more.
Uh-huh. Well, Del, I turn off right here. I'll see you later. Huh?
Okay, Jack, I hope you get that chicken you're going after.
So do I. So long.
A moment now with the magic music of Freddie Martin. Here are the Martin Men, and My Heart Goes Crazy.
have to smile at me that way, my heart goes crazy. It goes bum-de-bum-bum. Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy. It goes bum-de-bum-bum-bum. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity-hippity-hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump-de-bump-bump. What'll I do? You got me, 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 you got me crazy too.
Gee, I hope Miss Ryan is in her store. She's got the address of that Mrs. Jenkins who raises chickens.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson.
Hello, Miss Ryan. Say, I lost the address of that woman who has the chickens for sale.
Oh, you mean Mrs. Jenkins?
Mm-hmm.
She lives at 445 Maple Street.
445 Maple. Thank you, Miss Ryan.
Is that all you wanted to know?
Yes, thank you, Miss Ryan.
Don't you want to know how I feel?
How you feel?
Yes. A woman could be ready to die and nobody would ask her how she felt.
Oh, I am sorry. How are you feeling, Miss Ryan?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Well, that's good. Or is it? I mean, I don't know.
No, it isn't. I just seem to be cold all the time.
Yes, well, I've got to go over and see about getting a chicken.
It all began about a week ago. I started shivering and shaking all the time.
Yes. Well, I've got to go over...
I went to six doctors, but they didn't do me any good. I was still cold.
Still cold, huh? Well, I've got to go over and see about getting a chicken.
Then I went to another doctor, and he found out what was causing it. Now I'm not cold anymore.
Oh. What did he give you? Give you some pills?
No. A suit of long underwear.
That's good. Now you're warm and everything is fine, huh?
No, it isn't. Now I've got the itch.
Yes. Well, I've got to go over and see about getting
a... Of course, I could stand that, but it seems like I'm tired all the time. Mm.
Well, I've got to go over and see about getting
I bet I climb those stairs to the balcony 30 times a day, up and down, down and up and down.
Well, I've got to go over and see about getting
down and up and up and down.
Well, I've got to go over and see about getting
a woman came in yesterday and wanted to buy some potted plants. And they're up on the balcony.
Potted plants are on the balcony, huh? Well, I've got to go over and see about...
I brought down a geranium, but she didn't like it. She wanted to know if I had a trailing arbutus. I told her if she climbed those stairs as many times as I did,
yes,
she
yes,
had...
Yes, I've got to go over and see that Mrs. Jenkins about a chicken for Thanksgiving. See you later, Miss Ryan. When I got to Mrs. Jenkins' Street, she didn't have one chicken left. They were all sold.
It's getting late, Mr. Carson. If you procrastinate any longer, there won't be any dinner.
Yeah, Uncle Jack, I'm getting hungry.
All right, so am I, but what are we going to do?
There's only one thing to do, sir. There's that rooster of yours out in the backyard.
You mean Dennis? You mean eat Dennis?
Certainly, sir. Since you purchased him, he's been nothing but a liability. A dollar a pound for feed? He doesn't lay eggs?
You see, I know all of that. Well, maybe you're right. I hate to sacrifice him, though.
Oh, so there's no use being soft-hearted about it?
Soft-hearted? Who's soft-hearted? I'll go out there right now and stand there while you kill him.
Oh, no, sir. You bought the rooster and you finish him off.
Sure, don't be a sissy, Uncle Jack. Here's the hatchet. It's all sharpened.
Hatchet? Gee, we don't have to kill him that way, do we?
Well, sure. How else?
Well, it's so deliberate. If he has to die, I'd like him to think it was accidental. Maybe I could get him to try to cross Sunset Boulevard.
Uncle Jack, you're just stalling.
Yes, sir. Now take the hatchet and go out there and get it over
with. All right. I'm going. Don't push me, fellas.
There he is. I'll hold the hatchet in back of me. No use getting him all upset. Here, Dennis. Here, Dennis. He's staying away from me. Here, Dennis. Come on over here and see what Uncle Jack has got for you. Gee, I feel like a criminal. Why don't I have to name him after Dennis Morgan anyway? This is like bumping off my best friend.
Bark, bark, bark.
Oh, gee. Gee, he even remembered one alone. No. No, don't look at me with those blue eyes, Dennis. Why didn't I name him Humphrey? Would have been a pleasure then. Oh, here he comes now. That's a good rooster. Now, look, Dennis. I want to talk to you man to man.
Bark?
Yes. Look, I've got some bad news for you, and I hope it won't come as a shock. Did your father ever tell you about the facts of life? You know, about chestnut dressing and pressure cookers? I wish he'd stop looking at me.
Bark, 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 bark.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to say this, but Dennis, you're going on a long trip. You're going to Rooster Heaven. That's right, heaven. You have led a clean life, haven't you? You'll be happy there. The barnyards are lined with gold, and there's harp music and chicken every Sunday. Oh, no, no! No, I didn't mean that, Dennis. Now, come on over here, Dennis. Just put your head down on this piece of wood like that and quit looking at me. Oh, gee, he trusts me like a mother. Gosh, I can't do this so suddenly. It seems so heartless. Somebody ought to say a few words or something.
Dearly beloved, we had gathered here to pair...
I just can't go through with it, that's all. Dennis, you're more than a rooster to me. I can't do it.
Hey, what's taking you so long, Uncle Jack? Haven't you chopped his head off yet?
No, and I'm not going to do it either.
Well, then take him down and let the butcher do it.
Oh, no, I can't. Wait a minute. That does give me an idea, though. I could take Dennis down alive and trade him for a chicken that's already dressed. That way I won't feel so guilty. Come on, Dennis. We're going out of the butcher shop right now. So, will that be okay with you, mister?
Sure. If you want to trade that live rooster for a dressed chicken, it's all right with me. Here's a fat hen all ready to cook.
Okay. Goodbye, Dennis. Oh, mister.
Yeah?
You won't hurt him, will you?
No, I don't hurt him. I just take him by the neck and me two hands and...
You mean...
Yeah, it's all over in a second.
Oh, I'm a criminal. I'm a low-down, black-hearted skunk. I shouldn't be allowed to stay in the same world with decent roosters. Goodbye, Dennis.
Well, sir, shall I begin preparing this hen you brought home? Mr. Carson, I said, shall I begin preparing this hen you brought home?
I just don't care.
Hey, Uncle Jack, was that butcher you took Dennis to a real tough guy?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, without any feeling whatsoever.
I'm not hungry now. I've lost my appetite.
I never thought I'd feel this way, sir, but I miss the little fellow, too.
Preacher, please, let's just not discuss it any longer, shall we?
He never did anybody any harm. He didn't deserve to die.
Oh, Treacher, please.
When I think how he used to take the corn right out of my hand. He was so innocent and trusting.
Treacher, you're crying into the dressing.
Yes, sir, but it needs a little salt.
Gee, right about now, I bet that butcher's got Dennis stretched out on the chopping block.
Chop? Tugwell, please.
Yeah, he'll lop his head off.
Tugwell, please.
Gee, and just when you were teaching him to sing One Alone.
Yes, and he sang it just like Dennis Morgan does.
Flat. Yeah. And now he's going to have his throat cut.
Oh, I can't stand it any longer. Treacher, give me my hat. I'm going back to the butcher and see if I can get Dennis back. Oh, I hope I'm not too late.
So do I, sir. Hurry, sir.
Well, if this isn't the traditional thing to have for Thanksgiving dinner, but they aren't bad with cranberry sauce on them.
Yeah, they're pretty good flapjacks.
I don't mind, sir. Somehow I like it better this way.
Yes, so do I. Would you like another flapjack, Norma Jean?
Yes, I'd like one.
Okay, there you are. How about you, Tugwell?
Sure, I'll have another.
Okay, there. And, Treacher?
Yes, sir, I could eat another.
Okay. How about you? Would you like a little more syrup on yours?
It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yeah, yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today.
You know you've gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing.
And you know you've got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills.
And it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away your pills.
'Cause it's a good day.
Yes, it's a good day.
Yes, it's a good day from morning till night.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Tell me, have you tried Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup? Everyone who has says it's delicious, and you will too. It's made from plenty of lean beef, simmered long and slowly for a hearty, full-flavored beef stock. Then golden egg noodles are added, and lots of generous pieces of beef. Mmm, good. Yes, and Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup is plenty hearty and nourishing, too. You'll find that together with a sandwich and a glass of milk, it makes a grand school day lunch for the youngsters. And wait till you see Dad smile at supper time when he dips into a savory plateful and gets that good beef taste. You'll find there'll be lots of times when meal getting is a simple, easy business with Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup on hand. Remember to put it on your market list and keep it on your shelf. That's Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.